Well, Bishop Joel, would you and Sister Kathleen make your way on up to the platform? A number of years ago, a team of 18 of us went and invaded their home for a whole week. And it was an exciting week, a very busy week, and we have known this precious couple even years before that. They were part of the fellowship when we were at Faith Church a number of years ago, and traveled the world, and I know that you've really had a heart for Israel these past few years. A lot's going on. Come on up here for a moment. We want to bless them tonight for being here, and so you can do that in the following ways. At the end of the service, if you want to do a check, you can just make it out to Grace House, and we'll make sure that they receive that, and you can put it in the offering boxes after this. So just memo it at the bottom, special speaker, okay? And then we'll know what that's for. Also, there is a text to give option, a special offering, and you can use that followed by the amount. Those of you that use the church app, there's a pull-down place there for special offering as well. But we want to bless them tonight for being with us. And just take a moment and share a little bit about what you're doing around the world.
Well, praise God. Well, it's amazing to be here, Dr. Eddie. And the Lord has granted us grace to travel and to preach His unsearchable riches in Africa, in at least five times in Israel. And we are on our way to India in the next couple months, honey. Yeah, on our way to India in Kerala and Hyderabad to preach the gospel of Jesus as missionaries. And we're going back home to Trinidad in 3 weeks, and just to give out about 700 backpacks and minister to about 700 kids, to feed them and to bless them, and just traveling places to declare the Lordship of Jesus. It's all about Him.
So in our giving, we're touching a lot of lives. And so you be praying about what the Lord would have you to give. They also have two very beautiful children that they've gone from here to here, like overnight, it seems like, and involved in ministry. Are we going to get a little Trini music tonight? All right. Welcome. Would you join me, please, stand and welcome Bishop Joel Ali and his lovely wife, Kathleen. Both of them wonderful ministers of our Lord Jesus Christ. Love you dearly.
Praise God. Good evening, everyone. And the presence of the Lord is here, where the twos are gathered in His name. There He is in the midst. And guess what? We are more than two and three. So we are an army to be reckoned with. So there's no chance on this earth and in heaven that Satan cannot interfere with y'all inside this house, because the Lord is here. Amen. He has us covered. And according to Psalms 133, you are blessed. He has orchestrated a blessing. He has told His angels, they are coming, prepare the blessing, and it's upon each and every one of us that is in His house. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God is a good God. He is a great God. God is a good God.
Great God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Great
God.
Give him praise, everybody. Give him praise. Hallelujah.
Okay, I'll just give you two more Caribbean style songs, okay? She started it. Okay, so it's Masa. Has anybody ever heard of the word Masa? What does it mean? No. I love what you said. You make me hungry, man. Amen. The word Masa is the Hebrew word for anointing. Woo! That's what it means. The Hebrew word. Anointed bread, man. Yeah. I'll take that. So let's do Masa. You know, I hope I could... We could sing it in this key. Well, Masa burns lifted, lifted, burns lifted. Masa burns lifted, lifted, burns lifted. Okay, that's it. Hold on. Guys, you gotta clap, okay? You're going to be like a Trini tonight, okay? Caribbean person. We are from the Caribbean island of Trinidad and Tobago, 7 miles from the coast of Venezuela. We need you to shake a little leg. Come on, amen. Shake a leg. Dance a little bit. Are you ready for this? Okay, let me just change the key to the regular one. Masa, burdens lifted, everybody.
Lifted.
That's it. That's what you talk about.
Massa, burden,
oh yeah,
lifted, burden.
Everybody say massa,
massa, burden, lifted,
lifted,
lifted, burden,
shout massa,
massa.
Hey, that's good.
Burden, lifted,
oh,
lifted, burden, lifted. When I think about,
come on.
The Lord, I have about the mercies of the Lord.
Clap your hands and sing Master together. Come on.
Master, burden lifted.
Come on, come on, lift it.
Lifted, burden lifted.
Everybody shout Master.
Master, burden lifted.
Oh,
lifted, burden lifted.
Twice again.
Master,
come on.
Burden lifted.
One more, honey, one more. One more for the road. Some of you heard me singing already. Anybody knows what I'm about to sing? What am I going to sing? Not Master. Just sang Master. You like it? You like that one? Nobody could guess what I'm going to sing? Who said that? Oh, that man. Come to the head of a class. You're right in front, brother. Amen. All right, so it's Daddy-O. That's the name of the song. Me, I will not suffer. I know we have to go through sufferings in this life, but we're talking about begging for food, okay? Me, I will not suffer. I will not beg for food twice. Tell me why. Tell me why. He's my daddy. Oh, but you got to do this. Oh, 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 oh. Everybody practice that. 3, 4. Oh, 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 oh. That's what you got to do. So let's just do this. And then he's my papa. Oh, 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 oh. So let's do this. Hey. Me, I will not suffer. I will not beg for food. Yes, that's the way to clap. Me, I will not suffer. I will not beg. I will not beg for food. Tell me why, tell me why. He is my daddy, oh. Daddy, daddy. He is my daddy, oh. Daddy, daddy. He is my daddy, oh. Oh, 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 oh. My daddy, oh. Everybody clap your hands up. Come on.
Daddy.
Shout it out.
Daddy.
I want to hear you guys.
Daddy.
Do it again.
Daddy.
All right. Good.
Me, I will not suffer.
I will not beg.
I will not beg for food.
Let's do it again.
Me, I will not suffer.
I will not beg.
I will not beg for food.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
He is my daddy, oh, daddy, daddy. He is my daddy, oh, daddy, daddy. He is my daddy, oh, 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 oh. He is my daddy, oh.
Now clap your hands, everybody.
Daddy,
shout it out,
daddy.
I want to hear you guys.
Daddy,
do it again.
Daddy,
now say he's my papa, oh.
He is my papa, oh.
Papa,
papa. He is my papa, oh, papa, papa. He is my papa, oh, 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 oh.
That's why I love him so. Now clap your hands with me,
papa.
Do it again,
papa.
Shout it out,
papa.
I want to hear you guys,
papa.
Now shout, daddy,
daddy.
Everybody,
daddy.
Do it again,
daddy.
One more time,
daddy.
He's my daddy, oh.
He is my daddy, oh, daddy, daddy. He is my daddy, oh, daddy, daddy. He is my daddy, oh, 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 oh. He is my daddy, oh.
He is my daddy, daddy, oh. My God is good, oh. Come on, give the Lord a big shout, everybody. Yeah, man. I think I did also, man. That was so good. Wow. Praise the Lord. Well, guys, it's a tremendous honor and privilege to be here with you this evening. And I was praying and seeking the Lord and asking the Lord, oh, you know, I'm just honored to be at Dr. Eddie Lawrence's church, this beautiful church. The last time we were at, I think it's the Terra, in the other place close to Hobby Lobby. That's my wife loves Hobby Lobby, you know. That's all I know, next to Hobby Lobby. But, you know, you're close to Walmart and Sam's Club now. So you're in a better place, guys. This is an amazing facility. Give the Lord some praise, guys. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing facility. Thank the Lord. He definitely blessed you guys richly. And thank you for your prayers, Dr. Eddie, and your wonderful wife and family. We appreciate you guys so much, and thank you for having us this evening. So I just want to share on the word masa. Bread. Who said bread? Well, I want to know who's the person said bread. Man, we got to go for some bread after. Come on. Amen. I love that bread. Now, we want to share on the anointing tonight. I felt deeply in my spirit that the Lord wants to pour his oil upon somebody here tonight. I just felt it so deeply about praying and fasting and seeking the face of the Lord that he wants to pour his oil. So, you know, I have, you know, several themes. Let the oil, you know, fall. I have, you know, the anointing, and then I have masa. I chose the word masa. You probably will remember that. You know, masa. You know, so today, you know, I just want to just speak words. These words into your spirit, and I just want to ask us to take a quick moment and pray. Can we do that? Father, we thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit moving mightily amongst us. I pray, Father, Lord, that your blessings will flow like a river even as I speak to your people, O God, this evening on the word masa. Lord, the Hebrew word for anointing, which means to pour. O God, to pour out, Lord Jesus. And tonight, I thank you, Lord, that, oh Lord, that everyone will have that oil being poured upon their lives. Hallelujah. The oil of your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Let him increase. Let us decrease. Let no flesh ever glory in his presence. I thank God for his grace upon my life, my wife, and has him given us the opportunity to travel your nation and several states. And this is our 12th service in 11 days. Yeah, pray for us. Yes, it's our 12th service. We preached last night, the night before, Sunday morning, Sunday night, then the week before, Sunday through Friday. And different places in Alabama. And can't remember the name of the spaces now. Oniana. And Boaz, and Douglas, and then Russellville last night. And then we're here in Florence tonight. Hallelujah! I'm looking at my time, and I know it's limited, so let me just tell you real quick. The word anoint comes from the Hebrew word. Some say mashak, but it is also spelled masa. And a woman from Trinidad, her name is Reverend Angela Williams, wrote the song we just sang. Masa, burdens or burden lifted. And it means to pour out. In the Bible, anointing is often used to describe the process of consecrating someone or something for a specific purpose. And I believe tonight that the Lord wants to anoint someone here. Those who have been baptized with water, I pray that the baptism of fire will come upon you tonight. And you'll receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We have seen probably over 125 people baptized in the Holy Spirit in the past few months as we travel your country. No exaggeration. It's probably more than that. The first 90 days, we saw 90 plus people baptized in the Holy Spirit. And we baptized several with water, more than we've ever in the history of our ministry. And I'm preaching for 44 years now, so I'm telling you, this has been a fruitful year a fruitful year of seeing the Lord showed up. As a matter of fact, we have seen miracles. Miracles and signs and wonders. I can't explain how many times we have seen the anointing flow like a river in the hearts and lives of His people. So I'm going to ask us to look at Isaiah 61. But just before we look at Isaiah 61, you know, and you can go to that. Of course, it can refer to the power. Of course, the anointing can refer to the power or presence of God that is given to someone in order to enable them to fulfill their clarion call. I believe that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is here tonight. But one of the most important things to remember about the anointing, guys, that it's not about us, but it's about God. It's not about making yourself look good. It's about showing off God and letting His presence be manifested. Of course, when we are anointed, it's a sign that God wants to, He's using us to accomplish His will, not our will, guys. Of course, anointing is a sign of His approval and blessing. And it is something that every believer should desire, His anointing, to pour His oil, to pour heaven's oil upon your life. To pour, I mean, of course, everybody remembers David when he was 17 years old and Samuel came and he was rejected, dejected, subjected, I don't know, by his own father, Jesse. Forgot him in the fields. And Samuel said, none of these seven guys are the one that God called. There is someone else. Who is it? He says, well, that's the little one. He's in the field. He says, bring him. He would not sit until he comes. And then, oh, the Lord said through Samuel, to Samuel, this is the one. Anoint him. Somebody here, this is the one. You are the one. God has called you. He has handpicked you. He has anointed you and called you. Some of you are preparation. You're doing ministry right now. You're probably in ministry classes here in this church. You're learning. You're preparing. God says, I am about to raise you up to do a mighty work for my glory. It's not about man, guys. It's all about His grace. And of course, His grace is His unmerited favor. I just want to share this with you in Isaiah chapter 61. And I want everybody to just take note with me for just a couple minutes. You know, and I want us to, I just felt deep in my spirit that there is an anointing here tonight to heal the sick. There's an anointing here to heal the brokenhearted. There's an anointing here to open up. There's somebody that has been in a prison and Jesus wants to just deliver you from it. The anointing will not just break the yoke, but destroy the yoke. In your life here tonight, God showed me today that He will do it tonight. I was praying in tongues and in English, He kept bringing to me the word anoint. Anoint, my son, anoint. Isaiah 61, anoint. I came to anoint somebody. As a matter of fact, if you've never spoken in tongues, you've never received this beautiful gift of the Holy Spirit, tonight is a great night for you to be filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. Tonight is a night for you. And I'll just take just a few more minutes because I just really want to, you know, I don't know how Pastor does it concerning prayer, but I really, really want, I know that God showed me that He has to heal people tonight. I saw it in the Spirit, and I want Him to have His way. So the Spirit of the Lord, the prophet Isaiah said, is upon me because the Lord has massa. He has anointed me. Tonight, the Lord is saying to somebody here, I have anointed you. I have set you apart. I have sanctified you. Of course, sanctify means to set apart. You know, but He has anointed you for service. Of course, you were not saved to sit down. We were saved to serve. And every single person here and those on Facebook Live, I hear the Lord speaking tonight, Massa, I have anointed you.
have called you. It's time to rise up. It's time. I love how Pastor said it a while ago. You know, when he was baptized, and of the young men, he says, be raised. Whew, I told my wife, oh, I felt that. I'm going to use that. I felt that. I'm definitely going to use that. But listen, guys, he has anointed you to bring good news to the afflicted. I know this is a prophetic word from the prophet Isaiah for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I understand that. But my Lord and our Lord and Savior, he has permitted me tonight to share with you that he has anointed you to bring glad tidings of joy for somebody who needs it. Not only Dr. Eddie has the anointing, of course, to preach this gospel, and probably, and I know he's definitely, he's called of God to come and to lead this church, but somebody needs to know this, that you are also called by God to say something to somebody. To preach the gospel, to preach the good news, amen. Don't wait for Bishop, I said Bishop. Don't wait for Dr. You know, Eddie to tell you to, you go and share the good news, because the anointing is upon you. The anointing is upon you. Do you believe that, guys? He has poured his oil. He has poured his oil. David said, I shall be anointed in Psalms 92 verse 10. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Is anybody here willing to receive this? He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted. Is anybody brokenhearted here tonight? The Lord says, I have my anointing set aside to help you with your brokenness. If you're broken, you came here broken tonight. You're broken on Facebook Live. You're broken on YouTube. You're broken. The Lord says, I can heal your broken heart. Ooh, I felt it in my spirit. There's somebody to be healed from brokenness tonight. You're broken. Your heart has been broken by someone. Your heart has been broken because of something that has happened, some circumstance and some misdemeanor. And the Lord is saying, tonight, I want to encourage you. He says, I want to assure you that I'm the Lord who can heal your brokenness. I mean, very simple tonight, guys. Very simple. He says, I've come to proclaim liberty to the captives. Is anyone here bound? You're in the prison of fear. You're in the prison of doubt. You're struggling with some type of sin. And I don't have to enumerate any sinner, but you're struggling. Something is bothering you. And you are trying to make it, but it seems as though that it looks like you're in a prison. The Lord says, I can release you from that prison tonight. Whether it's a prison of fear, doubt, a prison you're struggling with, some type of addiction that has kept you down and you want to be released. You're saying, Lord, I'm tired. Enough is enough. I need to let this thing go. I'm tired, Lord. I need your help. Well, the anointing is here tonight to set you free. Woo! To set you free. To release you. Are you going to, do you want to be released tonight? Do you want to be set free from whatever is troubling your spirit? Well, tonight, I promise you guys, I prayed a lot today, guys. We sought the face of God diligently to be here to let you know the anointing will just not break that yoke, but it will destroy it. Whew. Ooh, I just felt that in my spirit. I just felt that God is touching someone right now, right where you are. Yes, I'm telling you guys. Oh my God. Somebody has been blind spiritually. And the Lord says he wants to set you free. He wants to open your eyes. He wants to open your eyes that you can see beyond sight into the supernatural. Is anybody hearing what God is saying? He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to set you free. Oh my God. Someone's going to be free right now. I'm telling you. And listen to this. I love it. To proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And when I looked up that, guys, it talks about the year that Jesus actually died. The favorable year of the Lord is the year of salvation. It's the year, you know, he has come to save somebody. Is anybody in need of salvation tonight?
If you need to surrender your life to Jesus, well, the anointing is here to save you. Masa! The anointing is here to save you. He wants to pour that oil upon you as he poured it upon Aaron's beard. And you know, it came down, you know, the skirts of his garment from his head down. You know what I'm talking about, guys. Anybody needs to be saved here tonight? Guys, listen to this. And the day of vengeance of our God. This really means the enemies that have come against you, they're going to flee. The anointing that is in your life will make your enemies run seven ways. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Is anybody hearing this tonight? The anointing of God that is upon you will cause your enemy to flee left and right. God is anointing you tonight, setting you on fire for the Messiah, that you can be a live wire. The devil is a liar. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Whoa, that just came out right there. To comfort all who mourn. The anointing is here to comfort. Whew. Has anybody gone through a loss of a loved one recently? You're faced with some painful things that has occurred in your life recently. Jesus says, my anointing is here to comfort you. Everyone that is in mourning tonight, you've lost a loved one, or you don't have to lose a loved one. You may have been divorced or separated. I read a book that divorce could be worse than the death of a loved one. You may be separated. You may have lost your son, your daughter, you know, to something else, and you're crying and you're weeping. The Lord says, I came to comfort you tonight. I came to comfort you. My spirit is here tonight to bring healing to those who are mourning. The oil, of course, sorry, and the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. A couple of nights ago, I preached on the subject and I was screaming and running all over the place. Don't lose your praise! I'm a screaming and running here tonight. I'm being careful, okay, Pastor? Jump and run. The Lord has his presence here tonight to help you put on the garment of praise for every spirit of heaviness that is in your life. I don't know what you're going through. You feel heavy. You feel down. You feel out. There is an anointing here tonight to release you, but you need to raise your hand and praise him a little bit to me. Come on, praise him. Praise him. And be released from your heaviness. Praise him and be released from your pain, your suffering. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, holy people. Come on. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Come on. Clap and shout. He has given you the garments of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Oh, I feel like running now. I feel like jumping. I feel like shouting. Your pastor just gave you permission. Come on, somebody, you have to run, jump, shout, praise him, because the devil is a liar. Enough is enough. He has tried to bring you down, to keep you down. But I will not be down any longer. I will rise up. I will lift my hands. I will praise. I will worship. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon you, guys. You, come on, come on, come on. Have the garments of praise. Open your mouth. Lift your voice. Praise him. Come on, guys. Turn your pain into praise. Come on, turn your pain into praise. Turn your worry into worship. Turn your trouble into thanksgiving. Ooh, I felt the Holy Ghost in this place tonight. I know he's here. I said, I know he's here. He's releasing somebody already. Oh, I felt his presence. He's releasing somebody. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory! Oh, praise Him, somebody. Massa! 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 The garment of praise, of course, and He says, I'm going to give you beauty for ashes. The devil has lied to you and make you feel that you're nobody. You're less than somebody. You have low self-esteem. But tonight, I want you to shout, I am blessed. Come on, come on, somebody, I'm blessed. Shout, I am blessed. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are beautiful in the eyes of God. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. The Lord is with you. He has created you to worship and for worship. Whew. Feel His presence so strong. The anointing. Massa. His anointing is upon you tonight. Beauty for ashes. You are precious in His sight tonight. You are called. You are chosen. That mantle of praise of the Spirit of Heaven is the oil of gladness of morning. Oh my God, Jesus, listen, listen, guys. I just need to stop. There's something about to happen. All right, guys, I have to stop. Oh, God. Somebody, you need the anointing for healing. Brokenness, come. Healing. You've been broken. You've been mourning. You've lost a loved one. You've been separated. Come on. Jesus wouldn't lie to me. He speaks the truth. Does anybody need the anointing to heal you from some pain, abuse, an ache, a heartache? Someone has made you really upset, angry. You need healing from that unforgiveness. Come on, guys. Come on. You need healing. Sometimes you've been heartbroken. You need Jesus to touch you. Please help us, Lord. Barus karande salambro shikata. Remindo sakabadela mahukash kababadeli anda bakataya. I hear the Lord saying, come, for I have spoken life to you. Come. My anointing is here to release you from captivity. Yes, you've been bound with something that I want to free you from. Mm-hmm, yes, you. The Lord says, come now, come quickly. He says, the water is troubled. The Spirit is here, and I'm ready to pour my master upon you. Who is coming again? Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Come right now, guys. Come right now for your deliverance. Come now for your freedom. Come for your freedom. You're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You're sick and tired of your struggles. You're struggling with an addiction. You're struggling with something. And you're saying, Lord, I need you to help me now. Tonight. Please help me, Jesus. Please help me, Jesus. I saw the anointing coming. I had a vision from heaven, Pastor. I had a vision from heaven sometime recently. And I saw the heavens were open. And when the heavens opened, I saw a drop, one drop of oil came from heaven. It was so big, I can't even explain it. It was so beautiful, I could see through it. But it was golden, you know, brownish golden in color. But it was transparent. And it dropped. Not far from here in Alabama. He says, I want to pour my oil. I want to pour heaven's oil. Woo. Upon somebody here tonight. Please open up your spirit. Cry out to the Lord for your deliverance right now. Would you please pray at this altar? Don't leave this altar. If you need to come, the Lord told me to tell you, would you please come right now? He says, I'm waiting for you. I love you so much that I sent my son to speak into your life. I came to set you free. I came that I can heal your brokenness. I came because you've not been smiling. You've lost your joy. You've lost you've lost it. And I'm here. You've been mourning. You've been mourning. You've been crying. You've been weeping. Instead, I want to give you gladness of heart. I want to change it and give you the oil of gladness. Is anybody hearing the word of the Lord? Thus saith the Lord, come, my daughter. Thank you for coming. Who is the one speaking? Yeah, Patum Reshike, come here. Yeah, the Lord is speaking. Come now. Yes. There are four persons that need to come to this altar. The Lord showed me two things. One, there's a struggle right now that you're faced with. And the Lord says, I brought my anointing is here to heal you of it. You're not at the altars yet. And the Lord says, I'm asking you to come. And I will identify. I wouldn't call you out, but one of the persons is right here in this section. In the middle area. On my left. Please obey. Remember, he only does this because he loves you. Only remember this. Just remember, he speaks because he loves us. And he wants to help you. That's all he wants to do. You just must say, Lord, I receive it. I receive your help, Lord. I see someone struggling. God says, I'm about to give you Shabaku Sekariata. Come. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And to hearken to the fat of Ram. Young lady, in the blue, the Lord is calling you. Yes, you. Pastor, how can I come down? Just the same way. Come. Anybody came with her? Any family or a loved one? Come. Anybody who came with her, come and walk with her. Thank you for coming, guys. Guys, do you know that's... Do you know what you just did there? That's beautiful obedience. Amazing. He has such a beautiful plan for your life. Amazing man of God. Ooh, amazing. Oh, such an honor to meet you, sir. His anointing. Ooh, there's something he needs to do for you. I hear the Lord says, let go. Let it go. Come here. Yes, come closer. Just whatever God says. Just come, guys. That's probably more than four. That's probably five. It came. Yes. Dr. Eddie, is there oil that they can be anointed? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm from Jerusalem. Okay. From Jerusalem. Doctor, could somebody in your team help me to just anoint everybody? Yes, anyone from the team. The two sides. This is there is miracles taking place here right now. I saw it in the spirit that these would come to the altar and they would have deliverance. They would not leave here without deliverance. And any leader that operates in the altar team with the pastor, would you please come? If once you're in the altar, and the altar committee, could you please come under the direction of the pastor? I need you to come now, please, and help me pray for these who are kneeling because they came for a specific purpose. Oh my God, they came for a specific purpose. There's a release. There's a release. Oh, Jesus. Whew.
so much for your obedience. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
Long-standing situation that has affected you for years. The Lord says, I'm uprooting it tonight. My anointing is upon you.
Oh my God, guys, just feel the anointing. Just feel the anointing. These messengers of God will lay hands upon you. And as they lay hands, just receive the oil of God's anointing. Sabusha karabahanda. Just pray in the Holy Ghost, guys. Oh my God, may you bless them, Lord. May you bless. My shepherd I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Thou anointest my head with oil. In the name of Jesus.
Break the powers of darkness and I declare the grace and the healing and the touch of God upon you. Now, in the name of Jesus.
Right now.
Take it now. Take it now. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. Just worship him at this altar, guys. Worship. I saw the number 5. I don't know what that means, but there probably is, 5 is grace, I guess, right? But there seems to be 5 persons here that need the baptism of fire, the Holy Spirit. I would like to pray that you can receive this gift, a beautiful gift that you can have this gift that you can speak in a heavenly language. If you've never spoken in tongues before and you'd like to receive this gift, you are one of those 5. Rise and come now. Come right here to where I'm at. If you're kneeling, I want to identify you. I need to pray for you. Yes, you're one. Yes. Who else? The people here at the altar already who need the Holy Spirit. Yes, that's 2. There's at least 3 more. Anybody in the congregation, you need the Holy Spirit. The Lord says, come now. He says, I'm ready to fill you. Remember, desperation, okay? The oil represents the Holy Spirit. Massa, may his anointing come upon you in the name of Jesus. Come. Anybody else? I need to pray for 5, at least 5 persons who need the oil of the Holy Spirit. Just follow me. Yes, I'll come to her. Let's pray. If you're filled with the Holy Spirit in the congregation, could you just help me pray in the Spirit for just a few moments? Could you just, somebody just help us. I just need a few people to surround us and pray in the Spirit. Just surround us and pray in the Spirit. Surround us and pray in the Spirit. Sabanduru sakata karabadele bendaya kataraba. Siteshebe makute karabasanta.
That's it. There it is. Yes, there it is. Open your mouth. Speak. Yes, that's it. Speak it. Yes, that's it. That's the language. Speak it now. That's it.
That's the language. She's already speaking, guys. She's already speaking. Come on, guys. Just keep worshiping. She's already filled. God is an amazing God. Just obey. Obedience is the key. That's all you got to do. The Masa from heaven is here. The anointing is flowing like a river in this house tonight. Keep on speaking, sister. Oh my God, amazing. Anybody else needs this gift, please come right now. Let it flow. Just identify yourself. Just, yes, Sunda Baba. There's something going on right now in you. Oh my God, something. Shadu Baba. Place your hand upon her stomach. Put your hand upon her. Sahusha. Oh my God. There's something going on inside you. I break it. Satanamanduhushka Baba. Right the change of darkness. Lose her by the power of the name of Jesus. There's a freedom taking place right now. That's it. The oil. That's what the oil is doing. That's what the master, the anointing is freeing you, releasing you from the powers of darkness. The yokes of bondage that will come against you. Somebody help us pray, guys. There's freedom taking place on my beloved sister here. That's it. That's the language. Come speak it now. That's it. Come on. Keep speaking it. So tell her, Baba. Come on. Don't stop. Don't stop. Yes. 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 Don't stop. Yet keep speaking it. She's filled now. She's filled. Come on, guys. Just keep worshiping. There are three more persons I need to pray for. Three more who needs the Holy Ghost. I saw you in the Spirit. Sakabaka shaka. Oh, somebody help me with her. I'm sorry. Oh, glory Jesus, my Lord. The glory of God is upon her. Place your hand on her stomach area. On her stomach area. On her stomach area. Release your tongue, mother. Speak it. Is she speaking already? Release your tongue. Speak. Speak it. Yes, that's it. Keep speaking. Yes. Out of your belly. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Let it flow. That's it. That's beautiful, mother. Oh, my salmri shaku. Oh, I told you the river's flowing in this place, guys. There's a river flowing. You want me to pray for you? Who? Tell me. Show me. Somebody. She's saying there's somebody here in the back. Whoever you are, come. She's already speaking. Yes, ma'am. Satabak. Out of your belly. Oh, I feel the fire. Already three have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. Sakandu, sabababa kushaka. You just need to believe, guys. Desperation is the... Speak it. Yes, yes, speak it. Don't stop. Don't go back in English. That's the language. That's it. Oh my God, there's a river. Come on, go ahead, speak. Come on, he's doing it, guys, he's doing it. It's the amazing anointing, yes. Let it flow, Lord. That's four persons. Who's the last person? There's somebody else. Don't leave this place until God touches you. I said, don't leave this place until the Holy Spirit, the river flows in you. Hallelujah. Call for ministry. Anointing for ministry. Consecrated for ministry. Do it. Whatever he says, do it. Let the fire burn through my sister. Intercessory. Rise up in prayer. In the name of Jesus. By the power of the name of Jesus. Yes, go ahead. She's already speaking. Guys, listen. God is doing a marvelous work. Don't stop. Don't stop. That's the language, my sister. Don't stop. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jesus. Woo. You keep praying for her, honey. Wow. Guys, something is good. There's a river flowing. This church is ready for some major awakening. I hear the Lord says awakening. There's an awakening in this assembly. There's an awakening to righteousness. Hallelujah.
Yeah, the river flow right now.
Oh, Pat.
I'm sorry, Pat.
This altar remains open. Anyone that needs prayer, just feel free to come up and receive prayer. For those of you who had children, remember they're in the nursery area. But feel free to linger as long as you like. And if you need to go, that's fine too. But can we just praise the Lord for what He's doing here? Yes. Thank you, Lord. And remember, we want to bless Bishop Joel and Kathleen for being with us tonight as well. Father, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for what the lives that you are touching here tonight. Thank you for stirring our hearts. Thank you for the word we received. Oh, Lord, how we thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what we've received. Can you just say that out loud? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for what we have received tonight. For your honor and glory. In Jesus' name. And I want to encourage you that earlier when he was preaching and he said, turn your pain into praise, there was just something really strong on that. And I appreciate Bishop Joel for pressing in and encouraging us and pushing us to begin to praise. I just really feel there's a powerful principle there. There's a key there for us, for each of us. Particularly if you're struggling, sometimes the last thing that you want to do is the very thing you need to do. And there is that garment of praise that breaks the spirit of heaviness. And so many people are under that in our culture right now. So let's press into that as a people, in our families, in our lives, and see, and let's pray that there would be a release of that across this region and hopefully across this nation. Because that's a powerful key for us right now. There's a lot of pain, but if we can transition that into praise, powerful things are going to happen. God bless you. Thank you for doing here. Let's give the Lord a hand. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight. This altar remains open for any that need ministry.